Joining us live over the phone this morning is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir. Brian, good morning. How's the sunshine in Kemmer today?
It's a beautiful day in Kemmer, the lilacs are in full bloom. It smells great. It looks great. Can't be a better time to be here.
I'll agree with you on that. Absolutely. Well, of course, as we talk about what's going on with the city of Kemmer this month, a lot of conversations going on across the entire state right now is in regards to the 4th of July after the relaxed health orders were announced yesterday from the governor's office. So, well, that means Independence Day in Kemmer. What are things shaping up to look like there at this point right now?
Well, I'll just tell the bad news first. Things kind of didn't work out on our fireworks, but I'm sure people will have their own fireworks this year. But we do have something new, which is we have a golf course tournament planned at the Fossil Island Golf Course on July 4th. It's going to be a two-person scramble, and there's going to be prizes. It's $20 per team plus green fees and cart fees if needed, and there's lots of opportunities to have fun on the 4th golfing. So that's we are potentially looking at a parade, but that's still in the works. We don't know. We have to be careful, of course, the way we do that if it happens. So we're thinking about that.
Okay. So. Well, I love the idea of the golf tournament, of course. Get someone out there on the golf course during the daytime to do that. And you mentioned the fireworks. I know the Kemmer Fireworks Committee, which has done such a good job with the 4th of July for a number of years, have had a hard time getting volunteers to help out in recent years. But also, if I remember right, the shortage of fireworks, it was hard to get those this year. And so it wasn't just because of, it wasn't a COVID thing. It was just this year just didn't pan out.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was. It was trying to purchase the supplies needed was the basic challenge there. So
you're just encouraging, it sounds like, encouraging the residents to put on their own fireworks show this year then is what it is, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's usually plenty there, let me tell you. Last year was my first year watching it. It was amazing. So I was quite impressed.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us this morning on the weekday wake-up. So, of course, you mentioned the parade possibility still in discussion, still in the works. Do you have a committee that's heading that up? Do you have a timeline when you hope to see those decisions made? What are you hoping to see there?
It's premature, obviously, just to make if it happens, they need to make sure that it's safe, as far as distancing. And I think they have a potentially creative way to do it. But yeah, I don't want to comment for sure until I know it's for sure. So
okay, Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us this morning on the weekday wake up. Brian, anything else going on inside the city of Kemmer you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, speaking of parades, I mean, we actually did have a special parade for our seniors here. They drove through the city with their families and their vehicles, our nice vehicles. Our police department and the school district worked together to put that on. We had about 34 seniors, I think it was, that graduated. They all drove down the main street and up Canyon Road. And also there's, our staff has helped put these, posters of pictures of all of them throughout the main street, so they're still up. And if you want to see, has the pictures and their names of the graduating seniors, if you want to do your own tour of Kemmer and see who they are. So
excellent.
It was exciting to see that, though. Great group of youth we have here.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Again, with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning. Anything else you'd like to touch on, Brian?
Well, some good things going on in our streets department. We're actually, we've found a way to pave some streets here for some funding, working together with the water and water treatment joint powers, Kemmer, Diamondville, Kemp Powers, to create a project. They were doing some water line, and we also teamed up with them on the asphalt. So for Emerald Street, we're doing Lincoln Heights, today we're fishing that up, and we're going to hopefully finish up our triangle with some mill and overlay. So that was some good news. We're also going to be spraying mosquitoes June 20th through 26th, so people, you can anticipate that coming, and just depending on the weather, of course. And We also encourage them to, you know, citizens to try to enjoy the summer, of course, and we're trying to make the mosquitoes go away a little bit. So anyway,
it's a hard thing to do. Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to
say one other thing. Go ahead.
I just saying mosquitoes is a hard thing to get rid of. So yeah,
they are. But we spray twice is the plan, and that's the first spraying is June 20th through the 26th. So
okay. And it sounds like you had one more thing.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say that our fishing derby continues. I've mentioned that before, but it's been a very good success. I've seen lots of youth over. I was over there last night. Wyoming fishing game has been great in restocking that, and there's lots of participation and excitement with the youth on that. So that we could practice social distancing and still have our fishing derby, but it's going the whole month of June still. So
perfect. And they just submit those pictures, correct? They text them in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. To Darlene at our rec center, which is, by the way, the rec center is open still and doing great. So.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, so much appreciate so much your time. Anything else that we missed this morning?
Well, just some long-term things. We're hiring in the process of hiring an impact manager firm to implement the study, the economic diversification study, that's probably going to be done in July. We've decided to not just focus on diversification, but also on retention and expansion of our coal-fired power industry and other coal-related products. So we're making progress, and we're going to keep at it and see if we have a window of time where we can try to find a buyer for the power plant. We're still working on that. So
okay. Amidst COVID-19, all those types of things, it's almost get put on the back burner a little, but absolutely, certainly still something that's being focused on and worked towards, and hopefully trying to salvage that.
Yeah, we've got some good opportunities, and you know, like I said, a certain window of time to do it, and we're going to do the best we can. So,
that's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up live on Swift 98, the Spur, and the SBI Radio Network.